ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guineans are being asked whether they want the country to be declared a Christian nation to join just a handful of other countries around the world with such a title, including Samoa and Tuvalu. Around 98% of PNG people already identify themselves as Christian, but public consultations began this week to see if people support changing the constitution. It's a debate that's likely to heat up, with some questioning whether the government is trying to deflect attention from other key issues. From the PNG capital, Port Moresby, here's Belinda Cora.
Ever since he became Prime Minister 2 years ago, James Marape's had a clear vision for PNG.
I truly want this country to be the richest black Christian nation on planet.
He's already got the backing of his national executive for Papua New Guinea to be officially declared a Christian country. But now he needs the support of everyday Papua New Guineans. And the Prime Minister knows not everyone is on board.
Some people criticize me. And, they think that I am being racist, or I'm being too overly a religious zealot, or I'm being a fanatic.
The government's allocated 2 million kina, that's more than 700,000 Australian dollars, for public consultation. There's an online form with just 4 quite similar questions to be answered.
The government wants to declare Papua New Guinea a Christian country. Do you agree?
Do you want Papua New Guinea to be announced or declared as a Christian country in our national constitution or mama law?
Do you want Papua New Guinea to adopt Christian values/principles as one of its national goals or national aspirations through the national constitution or the mama law?
Do you want Christian values, principles to be upheld and their violations to be enforced by the courts?
Roslyn Akua, a women's leader in West New Britain province, is behind the idea and says different churches have been pushing for it for years.
I agree with it. If we look back at 2007, when the Pacific Prayers Assembly, that's all the Christian churches in PNG, we had a large gathering in Port Moresby. And at this event, we signed a decree that said in PNG, we worship God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And we put the decree in the covenant box and marched it to Parliament.
Like the Prime Minister, Roslyn Akua believes the declaration could unite PNG.
All implication long. Now, and by giving Papua New Guinea this unifying identity, it's a Christian nation.
But others aren't so convinced. Dr. Michelle Rooney is both an expert in PNG politics as well as anthropology, the study of human behavior. She says PNG should be looking to what's happened in other countries where different religions are given special status.
What have been the successes, or how have these connections between religion and the functions of the state been abused in other parts of the world, or how have they worked? It's incumbent on the people now who are trying to change the constitution this way to show Papua New Guineans that they have actually done this thinking before trying to change the constitution, because potentially there are dangers there. How would this change be used by people who are in power, who wish to use religion as a form of power? What are the implications for Papua New Guineans who don't follow Christianity as a religion? What about people who don't go to church on a Sunday or a Saturday? How will the laws change to treat people who might not conform?
Ahmed John is one of those people. He's the Vice Secretary of the Islamic Society of Papua New Guinea. He is largely keeping out of the debate, although he is concerned how things may play out.
The constitutional law reform in PNG must understand the root and purpose of religion before they can make, you know, any decision regarding make PNG as a Christian country. We believe that the government will do anything. They must be fair and just to every citizen of this country. Any decision made by government on a political level must be benefited the mankind and enrich the human.
On the other hand, outspoken blogger and activist Martin Namarong thinks there's no need at all for constitutional change.
From my perspective, I think a really unnecessary debate that's happening. It's a non-issue that's been created an issue, and I think the government's really wasting public funds on such an inquiry when the economy is shrinking and we have more pressing issues such as COVID-19 and growing unemployment to deal with.
Dr. Rooney, who's a research fellow at the Australian National University and a visiting lecturer at UPNG, agrees.
One of the big questions we might want to ask, and I think should be asked, is the government doing this because it's trying to detract people's attention away from the task at hand? Because it seems to be not clear what is actually motivating the government. We all know that Papua New Guinea faces a very serious problem of gender-based violence, sorcery-related violence. We have no women in parliament. And the government might be better off putting its energy into strengthening laws that support the police and justice institutions so that people have better access to justice.
And she points out that PNG's constitution already recognizes religion and its Christian values.
Papua New Guinea's constitution is special because not only does it reflect a modern state and principles of law that are, you know, associated with a liberal democratic state in today's world, but it's unique in that in the constitution itself, it also has legal and formal recognition of the very diverse Papua New Guinean culture. And the constitution contains principles that are very Christian. So the question that has to go to members of parliament and the Constitutional Legal Reform Commission is, why are we changing such a special institution that has been formed through a very in-depth process?
The ABC has been unable to get comment from PNG's Constitutional Law Reform Commission, which is overseeing the inquiry, and will deliver a report to the National Executive Council to endorse before being presented to Parliament.
That was Belinda Cora reporting there.